WCBC Sports. On WCBC, leader in high school sports coverage since 1976. This is High School Game Day, recorded live every Thursday evening inside Bellinopoly on Green Street with WCBC morning sportscaster and sports team member Garrett Egan and coach Mike Allen. High School Game Day airs Fridays at 5 just before sports team game coverage. It's a look at last week's team performance, outstanding players, and what might be in the weekend ahead, plus interviews, information, and stats. High School Game Day, brought to you by Bellinopoly on Green Street, D&D Motors, Barton and Bel Air, Puffenberger Carpets, Green Spring, The Final Touch and Riverside Sports, 920 Kelly Road, Frankenberry Insurance on Volkey Road in LaVale, Queen City Motors, 99 Henderson Avenue in Cumberland, and Webco Federal Credit Union. And now from WCBC Sports, High School Game Day.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to High School Game Day, the weekly high school football pregame show where we review last week's action, preview this week's slate of games, where the WCBC sports team actually submits our selections for the week. This week, plenty of action across the board, and it is a double header, so to speak, weekend. Games tonight on WCBC, games tomorrow on Classic Hits, and at WCBC, Frankfort traveling in a big one, Fort Hill hosting a big one, all on the WCBC Sports Network. Alongside Mike Allen, as always, this is Garrett Egan. Thank you for joining us here on this Friday night. We record the show Wednesday night at Bellinopoly Pizza Pasta Subs on Green Street for the best pizza selection of pasta, subs, sandwiches, apps, wings. They cater, they deliver pregame, during the game, or after the game. Stop by Levi and Lutz's House of Spaghetti and Pizza, Pasta Subs, Bellinopoly on Green Street. Our first segment, as always, are our game recaps, and we start with our game of the week, which proved quickly to not truly be one, and it was the Fort Hill Sentinels taking on Mountain Ridge. Fort Hill 56, Mountain Ridge 3. Mike, this reminds me of a Fort Hill-Mountain Ridge matchup from about 5 or 6 years ago, where truly one team was just head and shoulders above the other.
Yeah, Garrett, didn't start off that way. Mountain Ridge was holding Fort Hill early, and I think it was midway through the third quarter, they got a penalty, and it really sent Fort Hill on a, you know, just basically a rampage. The kid stood over top of another kid and got a 15-yard penalty, and that got them the first down on third down. And from there, Fort Hill was in control, although things didn't really start happening until Jabril went to the hospital on a stretcher, and ever since then, I think you'll see a new Fort Hill football team. That's really sent, again, Fort Hill to a place where I haven't seen them all year, and that's intense, focused, executing all in one, and that's what you saw from Fort Hill ever since that happened.
Also, looking at the box score and following along this game, it felt more like the traditional Fort Hill where if one player maybe goes down with injury or isn't having such a good game, someone else steps up. Braylon Younger goes for 8, 104, and 3. He was kind of the workhorse early on. You mentioned Jabril. I believe it was, you told me it was an arm injury. He left on a stretcher, goes, gets it checked out, comes back. That kind of reminds me of like a wrestling event where out of nowhere they play Stone Cold Steve Austin's music and he comes flying in there. He comes back, then scores 2 touchdowns. Jabril goes for 9 and 161. On the other side of the field, Mountain Ridge, very uncharacteristic of a team that we've seen in the last 3 years. State champion runner-ups. Very good program, very good team, and the penalties added up in this game against Mountain Ridge. Also, they were really unable to protect the quarterback. Fort Hill defensive line seemed like they really stepped up, Mike. I think we all expected a Fort Hill win, but how does the manner in which they won, meaning 56-3, tell us about both of these teams moving forward?
Like I said, I think Fort Hill hit some gears that we haven't seen since they were state champions last year. They just couldn't explain it, couldn't really, it's hard to talk about in words. They just hit another gear. Carson Bender threw for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. He ran for a touchdown. Braylon Younger was able to step up and carry the load when Jabril went out. And then Jabril comes back and has two touchdowns for over 50 yards each, one for 46, one for 70-something. It was something to see, like I said, and to know that Fort Hill needed this game to happen like it did. Mm-hmm. They needed to blow Mount Ridge out. They couldn't have a game where they were close. Fort Hill wanted to separate themselves, and they did that. So I'm really interested to see how this carries over with a really, really tough East World Inquiry team.
Yeah, Fort Hill hosts East World Inquiry. That is a Saturday afternoon game. That'll be tomorrow on WCBC. Kickoff is at 3, airtime is at 2. And for Mountain Ridge, they will travel to Northern tonight to face the Huskies in a marquee matchup there. Now from Big Red to Big Blue, Allegheny traveling up to Oakland last Friday night, facing off against Southern. Southern, a team that has showed a lot of promise this year, back with a program again, reinstated numbers, new head coach. We've seen them get a couple of wins this year, but they came into this game banged up, and Allegheny truly, after a kind of a slow start, maybe for a quarter by Allegheny standards, Allegheny just rolled, outgained Southern in this one, Mike, 476-99. Kane Williams, who has steadily come back from injury, he goes for two touchdowns in the game. And then the double-headed monster in the backfield of Resch and Bible, they combine for over 322 yards and three scores, two for Jackson, one for Keontae. And that backfield, week in and week out, is really starting to fire on all cylinders.
Kane Williams stood out to me when I read the stats. The fact that he is able to come in second week back and have two touchdowns as a sophomore. We know he played all year as a freshman. He got hurt, and it was very worrisome for Allegheny not to have him. But now he's back. I think that makes them a whole different ball team.
True.
I think that, you know, what I would like to see is them play Mountain Ridge again and see how that would turn out. The way Allegheny's running the football, I think they can hang or beat anybody on their schedule. You know, we'll see how they do against Fort Hill and homecoming, but the fact that they can keep Fort Hill off the field and run the football and get first downs, I think, again, it automatically puts them in the ball game. So it's interesting to see their schedule, to know that they can really, you know, run the table up to that point. It makes things, you know, that happened early in the season not even matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody makes playoffs.
True. Yeah, also in this game, Sebastian Stewart, new quarterback for Allegheny. We've seen him mature week in and week out. He had a touchdown in the win. You know, we expected the Campers to win this game. Good for them to get back in the win column. But Southern kind of came out, and their head coach, Coach McLaughlin, in the pregame interview with Brad Reed, basically said, you know, we're not going to make any excuses. We are missing a couple of guys, one being quarterback Tripp Wolf, who has really been a bright spot for Southern and already a re-energized program and re-energized team. They were without him. So who knows? It could have been a little bit closer, but we expected Allegheny to roll. They do just that. Allegheny in the win column with a 51-14 win. Allegheny is at Kaiser this week, and Southern travels to face Tucker County. Now to the Frankfort Falcons, who were riding an undefeated winning streak coming into last Friday night's game on Classic Hits 107, matchup against Brook. And Brook did not have much of an answer at all for Frankfort in this game. Frankfort not only wins, they pitch a shutout, stay undefeated, stay unblemished, did not give up a touchdown, 300 yards rushing, and they outgame Brook 415-59. Mike, there's domination, and then there's those kind of numbers. Frankfort with another win.
59? When you hold a team to 59, you're really hitting things on all cylinders. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just can't describe that any other way. To hold a team to 59 yards means your defense is totally locked in, not giving up one big play, and Frankfort just keeps taking care of business. They keep rolling into this week where they'll need to be on a hot streak, per se. And, you know, this Williamstown game, wow, what a game it's going to be.
Yeah, that game will be tomorrow afternoon at Williamstown. Long road trip for Tony O and the gang as they travel down to Williamstown in a battle of the number one team in AA, Frankfort, traveling to the number three team in AA, Williamstown. Taking a look at the stats of this Frankfort-Brook game, Carter Shanholtz, who has really stepped up, an undersized guy who has really shined, 19 carries, 158 yards, and four tutties in that game. Uriah Cutter threw the ball 7 of 9 through the air, 115 and a touchdown. Mike, Frankfort 6-0 for the first time in a decade. I know if Coach Whiteman had us tuned in right now before the game, he'd hate this part of the talk. But 6-0 for the first time in a decade, you have to believe that Frankfort, number one team in AA, has a legit shot to win it all this year.
They do. This is the first time that we can really say that. When you have Bridgeport in your division and teams like that, you just kind of hope for the best, prepare for the worst. And Frankfort doesn't have to do that. They can hope for the best and prepare for a state championship this year. And like you said, Coach Whiteman will never tell us that at the beginning of the season, the middle, or at the end. But even though they're playing Williamstown, who's undefeated, doesn't really matter what happens. Frankfort obviously would like to win the game, keep home field advantage throughout the playoffs, keep that number one seed. I think they'll do that. We'll see what the picks say in the last segment. But Frankfort is exactly where they want to be. The fact that they can run the football and throw it. Uriah Cutter, 7 for 9. I mean, that's big-time numbers. Although the yards didn't add up to much, 115, did throw a touchdown. But Shan Holtz continues to dominate the running game. 19, 158, 4 touchdowns. That's a big night, and he continues to do it. It wasn't a fluke, and real anxious to see what happens tonight.
And also one of the most impressive things about Frankfort for me is their defense. I mean, Brooke, obviously, not a world beater, you know, not a top team in their classification. But throughout this year, Frankfort's defense has continued to be stout against good teams, bad teams. They've been consistent and consistently stout defensively against the run, against the pass. And they're going to get tested this week. I mean, there is no doubt about it. We'll talk about that matchup in our Game of the Week segment in the third segment of this show, the Frankfort-Williamstown game tomorrow on Classic Hits 107. They will be tested. Williamstown is no slouch. They're an undefeated team, too. But the manner in which Frankfort is winning is the type of manner where you raise your eyebrows, teams around your classification, AA, take notice and know that Frankfort is for real. They're winning games, and they're winning games convincingly. And when you have a team like that, you have a head coach like that who can get the guys together, can rally them. They play hard for him for obvious reasons. They are a team that has put, I believe, classification AA in West Virginia on notice. Again, number one team in West Virginia AA coming into this week. They'll travel to face number three Williamstown tomorrow afternoon on WCBC FM Classic Hits 107. Now across Mineral County, Kaiser taking on a team that was still searching for their first win last week in John Marshall. And Kaiser, oh boy, it was 20-0 early, John Marshall. So they jumped out quick on Kaiser, kind of shocked them. Kaiser starts to chip away. They trimmed it to 20-14. Grayson Lamka had a touchdown. Tristan Root, who got banged up early in the season, he had a nice night. We talked about, Mike, the urgency to win games, and it just didn't seem like Kaiser could finish in this game, let alone slow down John Marshall. 42-21, Kaiser falls. John Marshall gets their first win of the year.
Of all the teams in our area, Gary, it seems like Kaiser's the unknown. You just don't know what you're going to get from them week to week. You look at this game on paper, John Marshall's 0-5 at the time. Kaiser only with two losses before this. It's just, it doesn't make any sense, but you got to play the football game, and Kaiser just wasn't able to execute early. They dug themselves a hole, 20-0, weren't able to pull themselves out, and then gave up 22 more points after that. So there are some bright spots. Grayson Lamka and Tristan Root continue to be bright spots for Kaiser. However, they just can't get it done. And playing Allegheny, I don't know if that's the right the right thing to get you out of a hole, but the way they run the football. But we will see. Kaiser just wasn't able to get it done.
And this may have cost them a playoff berth coming into this week in West Virginia AAA, according to the WVSS AC rankings. Kaiser is 17th. Top 16 teams make it. Kaiser's not, things aren't going to get any easier for them. Like you mentioned, they have Allegheny this week. They host Allegheny. That's not an easy win. Then they play Mountain Ridge still. That's not an easy win. Oh, and by the way, there's this thing called the Mineral Bowl at the end of the year against the team right now that's number one in the state in West Virginia AA by the name of Frankfort. That is not an easy game. So this could just have possibly ruined the Kaiser season and chances of getting back into the postseason. We will see. That's why they still play the games. Anything is possible. But the road just got even rougher for Kaiser after this loss. We kind of mentioned that John Marshall may not be, you know, an 0-5 team that was a slouch. But I think other than Rock, who took John Marshall, I think a lot of us thought that Kaiser would win this game. Maybe it would be close. But I was sort of floored in them getting doubled up. So they obviously haven't gotten any help in terms of injuries. They've been inconsistent, Mike, like you said. Total wild card. But for Kaiser, a loss to John Marshall this past week. Now to Northern, who took on Uniontown. We expected this to be a Northern heavy game. It was heavy and then some. Northern 58, Uniontown 6. 37-0 in the first quarter. They led 51-0 at halftime. So Coach Carr took his foot off the gas, and they ride off into the sunset, getting back into the win column. After last week, Northern, and how poorly they played, this was kind of a statement. I think that the players knew that they had to bring it this week or the week of practice was going to get even worse. they win big over Uniontown.
Yeah, what a win for Northern. I mean, they are rolling right now, going into a stretch where they need to win some football games that they're not supposed to really win, right? Mm-hmm. You look at the Mountain Ridge game at the beginning of the season compared to the last 2 years, you think, well, you know, Northern will hang with them, but I don't think they'll really win. Man, has that tide turned after Mountain Ridge gets blown out by Fort Hill and Northern blows out Uniontown 51-0 at halftime? We haven't seen, you know, Northern do that to a team in probably a long time, unless I forgot. So, you know, Northern's really ready for this game tonight. And, man, oh, man, Mountain Ridge better come to play.
Our final game of the recaps, and it was a nail-biter. Mike and I were texting each other back and forth, Hampshire taking on East Hardy. This one went to overtime. I believe this is Hampshire's third game going to an overtime. They lost the first one, then the other two, including this one. They beat East Hardy 29-28 in overtime. East Hardy opened up leading this game. Hampshire trims it. Then they kick an onside kick in the fourth quarter. They get the onside kick. They score to tie it. They go and get a touchdown, go for two in overtime, get the win. They're now 4-3. Any of our area teams, Mike, I submit that Hampshire has been the most improved team coming into this season, not just having a program, new head coach as well, but they're winning close games that in the past we didn't expect them to. Big win for Hampshire.
Big win for Hampshire. East Hardy's no slouch, even though their record doesn't say so. They are no slouch. And for Hampshire to get this win, and especially in overtime, at East Hardy, it's huge. Four wins, Garrett. Four wins for Hampshire. That means just really good to see Hampshire on the up and up. New head coach, new quarterback. They're getting it done, man. Four wins on the season. Good job, Hampshire.
Good win for Hampshire. That's going to do it for our first segment. When we come back, we'll talk about three games that we're previewing this week. Southern, Hampshire, Mount Ridge, and Northern, all in action. We'll talk about those four teams after the break here on WCBC Radio Sports. We'll be back on High School Game Day.
Great food, great prices, huge portions, and great service. That's what everyone is saying about Bellinopoli on Green Street. You can order online, stop in for pizza, pasta, subs, and salads. Bellinopoli, 692 Green Street, Cumberland, or go to bellinopoli.com.
Trying to buy a car, but your credit's a
problem.
Yeah, a problem. Wish you could start over?
A redo.
No matter how bad your credit might be, D&D Motors can put you behind the wheel today. Just go to dd-motors.com and get yourself approved. D&D Motors, Route 220 in Bel Air, Route 36 in Barton.
You've worked hard to earn a higher credit score, so it's time to fall into a lower rate. Finance your next new or used vehicle purchase at WEPCO with rates as low as 3.99% APR. Apply today or visit WEPCOFCU.com for more details. Rate applies to members with FICO score of 685 or higher. Credit subject to approval. Other terms and conditions apply. Rates subject to change without notice. Equal opportunity lender.
Everything we do.
And Riverside Sports, building your brand or fielding your team, it's all right here. Your sports equipment, clothing, gear, and printing store. Logos and design, you'll find just what you're looking for. See it all online at shopthefinaltouch.com. The Final Touch and Riverside Sports, building your brand or fielding your team, it's all right here.
On WCBC, the region's station for sports, this is High School Game Day.
Welcome back to High School Game Day. Alongside Mike Allen, as always, this is Garrett Egan. We're getting you prepared for tonight's Allegheny at Kaiser matchup. Immediately following this broadcast on the AM, FM is off tonight. Tomorrow, however, Tony O and Brad Reed travel to Williamstown for a 1 o'clock kick as a battle of the unbeatens, number one versus number three in the state of West Virginia. Then also tomorrow, Fort Hill host East World Inquiry. We'll talk about those two matchups in the next segment. But for all intents and purposes, our second segment or our game previews, let's talk about three games that happened this week. Let's start first with the 2-4 Southern Rams taking on an undefeated Tucker County team. I can't tell you the last time Tucker County was undefeated. It's been a minute and then some. Tucker County's undefeated. Southern is not. Southern last week got beat up pretty good by Allegheny. They did not have several of their main pieces to the puzzle in that Allegheny loss. With Tucker being undefeated at 7-0, Mike, looking at their schedule, even at a 7-0, I mean, they have to be a heavy favorite here.
Heavy favorite. Southern, when they did their schedule, probably should have left Tucker County off of it. Just not a good place for Southern to be in right now to begin with, and then you add Tucker County. However, you have to celebrate what Southern's doing. I believe I saw an article, that, I don't know if you shared it or somebody shared, where they were talking about just how great it was for Southern to be back on the football field, having some success, two wins, 100 and Hancock. That sounds like a song, 100 miles to Hancock.
Yeah, feels like it sometimes driving to there.
But, good for Southern, again, to have this program going, and bad for Southern to be able to play Tucker County this week.
Yeah, you would have liked to seen Southern throw up a little bit more of a fight against Allegheny. Like we mentioned, they were without Trip Wolf last week, who could have made a difference. I don't know if it would have been a winning difference. So we saw Allegheny's backfield really just kind of slice and dice Southern. But what you can take away from this game and from Southern as a whole, they are back, they have a new head coach, and those kids play hard. I mean, watching some of the highlights, some highlight tapes throughout this year, they play hard, they get to the football, and they are a team. In the pregame interview with Brad Reed before the Allegheny game, Coach McLaughlin said, look, folks are going to have to be patient. This is not a turnaround and we're a world beater. And, of course, everybody makes the postseason. But this isn't like you flip a switch and we're, a state champion contender. It's going to take time. It's going to take, the maturation of the middle school program. It's going to take, these kids who some are very young to get out, use a little peer pressure to get some of their friends out and fill the team, which they've done. Over 50 kids play for Southern now. On the varsity and the JV, so they've put in the legwork. They laid the foundation, but they're going to have to continue to build, and that is what Southern's doing. And I think that, having a Southern team and having a Southern program up there, like you said, Mike, it just feels good that, we're not down a team, down a program in our local area, because you want the kids to be able to compete. You want kids to be active, and you check both boxes there with Southern having a football program. So a tough one on paper tonight for Southern as they travel to 7-0 Tucker County tonight in action. Now to the Hampshire Trojans, who right before the break, if you're just joining us, improved to 4-3 last week with an overtime nail-biter win over East Hardy 29-28. They play host to a 2-4 Berkeley Springs team. Hampshire has a winning record. Berkeley Springs does not. Now, we know Berkeley can put up points, Mike, but you have to think Hampshire being able to throw the ball, they have an upper hand on paper in this game.
Yeah, this will not be an overtime win for Hampshire rather than what we've seen from them. We'll see a very, very big point spread here in Hampshire. The way they throw the football, the way they're preparing their kids every week, the fact that they've got a legit quarterback going at Berkeley Springs at home, this is not what the doctor ordered for Berkeley Springs. Hampshire, they keep surprising us every week, and maybe they shouldn't anymore. The only thing that really is kind of crazy for me when you talk about Hampshire season is the fact that Kaiser beat them, and that's what I meant by just don't know what Kaiser's going to bring to the table every week. And Berkeley Springs is, they're playing okay football. They can put up points here and there. We know they throw the ball, but Hampshire throws it a little bit better. And I believe they'll be 5-3 after this week.
Yeah, knowing that Berkeley Springs can can put up points, and they do. I mean, looking at their schedule, they're 2-4. They lost to Petersburg 48-28. They beat TC High School 30. Well, at least I can read numbers. 38-0. Lost to Clear Spring, who we'll talk about here in just a second, 42-14. Lost to Kaiser 55-14. Beat Oak Glen 27-12. Oak Glen's way down. And then lost to Phillip Barber 47-14. So Berkeley Springs can put up points. I don't think this will be necessarily a shootout unless it's like a 49-21, 49-14 type game. Looks like they, in terms of Berkeley Springs, they can score about on average about 20 points per game, about 16 to 20 points per game. But I think with Hampshire, their quarterback, their new philosophy under new head coach Donnie Evans, you have to think that Hampshire is a heavy favorite in this matchup. Now we'll get to a game that I don't know what to think of. And that's a 3-3 Mountain Ridge Miners against the 3-3 Northern Huskies. Northern won big over Uniontown last week, 58-6. Mountain Ridge, on the other side of the coin, fell hard to Fort Hill, 56-3. Mike, I don't know where to start in this game. I just know that nothing in this game would surprise me, save for maybe a blowout one way or the other.
I totally agree. I think this is a good football game. I think Mountain Ridge will be on their toes rather than their heels like they were last week. I think Northern will be ready to go after their big win against Uniontown. It's at Northern, at the Igloo. Mm. It's going to be snowing. I don't care what the weather forecast says. It's October. It's at Northern. You better bundle up. And I think I'm going to attend this football game.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to it. I agree, Garrett. I don't know what to think. I'm hoping I didn't pick the same winner as Jim so I can get on top of the leaderboard again. I just don't know. I mean, Mountain Ridge will be more athletic than Northern. I think they can get back to what they want to do and throw the football and get in the groove. I think they'll get some first downs. And I just don't know if they'll be able to stop Northern with the way Northern's been playing offense. 50 points in the first half last week. Wow. Mm-hmm. This should be a really, really good football game.
It seems like Mountain Ridge opened up the season being exactly who we expected them to be, a carryover from last year. They threw the ball well. They got the ball out to their athletes in space, Eli Sibley, and you had Kobe Penick. Penick goes down, and then Clyde steps in and does well. And then, I mean, really just the wheels fell off. Last week against Fort Hill, they racked up penalties. They looked discombobulated. They just looked so uneasy in this game. Fort Hill's defensive line disrupted the backfield, got at the quarterback, made it pretty much walking on eggshells on your toes in the backfield. Quarterback never really felt comfortable, and that was the bread and butter for Fort Hill defensively against Mountain Ridge. They beat Mountain Ridge 56-3. Fort Hill ran all over them. Mountain Ridge has to help themselves in this game. What I mean by that is there has to be little to no penalties, and they can't be damning penalties either. You mentioned, Mike,
right,
on a big third down, they come up with a stop, and then an unsportsmanlike gives Fort Hill a first down. Fort Hill ends up scoring on that drive. I mean, that is a killer, especially when you're playing teams like Fort Hill where you're just looking for as much of an edge as possible. I would submit that in these type of games with Northern that on paper might be a close game, you absolutely cannot have those kind of penalties, those hiccups, those mental mistakes. Let's talk a little bit about the keys for each team. Mike, who are your key players for Mountain Ridge if they are going to go up to Accident, Maryland, and come home still cold with a win?
I think it's the same key that I talked about last week for Mountain Ridge, and that's the running back. I think the running back for Mountain Ridge has to have a good football game. If he doesn't, then they can't succeed. For Northern, I think the key is their quarterback. I think their quarterback controls the game, always has for a Phil Coach football team. And I think Liam Stewart having 3 touchdowns last week is another key. Penick, I agree, is a key for Mount Ridge, their quarterback. He hasn't been playing. He started last week. Now he's back in full force. He's knowing what's going on. He's healthy. I think Kobe Penick is a key for Mountain Ridge.
Yeah, Kyrie Griffin
Griffin, yeah,
is a big piece of the puzzle for Mountain Ridge. I'm going to go out on a limb here, and looking at my picks, which we'll get to later on, I won't spoil anything. I will say that if Mountain Ridge wins this game, it's going to be on a field goal. I think Tyler Cook has consistently kicked field goals. And what I mean by that is I think it's going to be a close game. I think Northern's on the upswing. They kind of snapped out of it after that bad loss 2 weeks ago. Last week, they put it all over Uniontown. Mountain Ridge, I think both of these teams need this win. Mountain Ridge to convince themselves that – you know, foot on the gas. We got Northern this week, Kaiser the following week. We have to buckle down into the playoffs and put it together and start making our move. And for Northern, I think by the same token, knowing that everybody makes the playoffs, this is where Northern feels like they have to continue that trend from the Uniontown game and make a push forward and really make a statement. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say if Mountain Ridge wins this game, it is going to be on the toe late in the fourth of Tyler Cook, who has made and has been very impressive this season with the special teams at Mountain Ridge. That's going to do it for our second segment. Well, before we go to break, Mike, let's take a look at the playoff standings here. I printed these out real quick. West Virginia AA coming into this week. Frankfort ranked number one. Williamstown ranked number three. Now, both of those teams play tomorrow on Classic Hits 107. West Virginia AAA Kaiser ranked 17th. We mentioned last week after that loss for Kaiser to John Marshall, that really makes things very, very hard for Kaiser. They would almost certainly have to win out to get above that top 16 watermark and find their way back in the postseason, where they have not gotten to in the last couple of years. Maryland 1A, crazy to say this, Fort Hill number one, 4-2. The number two team in Maryland 1A is Clear Spring.
That's crazy.
Very crazy. And they're not just edging teams. I think last week they put up 40-some points and won big. Clear Spring used to be one of those teams that Bishop Walsh would lick their chops, couldn't wait to play Clear Spring. Mm-hmm. They're 4-2. Northern edges Mountain Ridge with bonus points. They're at 3. Both teams are 3-3. Northern ranked 3rd. Mountain Ridge ranked 4th. Allegheny, Southern, Hancock, and Smithsburg. Smithsburg is, I believe they still play Fort Hill later.
Yes.
So they're 0-6.
Next week.
But it's crazy to me to think that Clear Spring, depending on this week for Fort Hill as well, after the break, we'll talk about the Sentinels. If things don't go their way, Clear Spring could be the number one ranked team in Class 1A if things go awry. That's just mind-boggling.
The playoffs go through Clear Spring, Garrett. It doesn't even sound right.
No.
Here's what I'll say. You take a picture of these playoff standings right now, and then you take a picture after week 9, and they will look totally different because Northern plays Allegheny. Northern plays Mountain Ridge. Fort Hill plays East World. They play Smithsburg as well. Hancock, you know, Allegheny plays Northern, Kaiser. It's going to look totally different.
Sure.
So I wouldn't go by the playoffs. West Virginia playoffs, I think, you know, Williamstown and Frankfort are going to be 1-2, 2-1 regardless. Frankfort may drop with a loss, but I like them at the top five at the end of the season, win or lose tonight. Fort Hill, I think, stays number one. Win or lose against East World. So I like Fort Hill at 1. I like Frankfort 1 or 3. And then the rest, it's scrambled eggs, as you said.
I like it. That's going to do it for our second segment. When we come back, 3 more big games to talk about, or game of the week. Frankfort tomorrow afternoon traveling to undefeated Williamstown. Battle of the Unbeatens. Fort Hill Saturday afternoon on WCBC takes on East World Inquiry. And oh, by the way, tonight, Allegheny's got a big one on the road at Kaiser. You're listening to High School Game Day here on WCBC.
Great food, great prices, huge portions, and great service. That's what everyone is saying about Bellinopoly on Green Street. You can order online, stop in for pizza, pasta, subs, and salads. Bellinopoly, 692 Green Street, Cumberland, or go to bellinopoly.com.
Puffin Burger Carpet Greenspring wants everyone to come and check out their True Touch vinyl plank flooring that's water and scratch proof, and their Made in America Freedom vinyl plank flooring that is also water and scratch proof. Puffin Burger Carpet, 304-492-5814.
Wayne City Motors is turning 50, and we're inviting you to celebrate with us. We're not just celebrating 5 decades of business, we're celebrating you, our customers, and it's our turn to give back to the community has fueled our journey for 50 years. Each month, we'll be making a donation to a local charity or nonprofit, and this month, it's the Family Crisis Resource Center. Stay tuned on our social media for weekly updates. Queen City Motors, 50 years strong, 50 years grateful.
with a look back at last week's high school football and what to expect this weekend. You're listening to High School Game Day on WCBC Sports.
Welcome back to High School Game Day. Alongside Mike Allen, as always, getting you ready for this week's action. This is Garrett Egan. We're into our third segment. We talked about the playoff standings and where they sit in Maryland and West Virginia. We've already previewed three games. If you're just joining us, you picked a great time. Our third segment, our three more game previews, and they're three big ones. We'll start with one that we have tonight on WCBC immediately following this broadcast. It's in Kaiser. It's in Tornado Alley. And it's 2-4 Allegheny coming off a win over Southern, matching up against a 3-3 Kaiser team that comes off a very disappointing showing against John Marshall. Allegheny with that win, Kaiser with that loss. Mike, you have to think on paper before they even start playing the game that Allegheny is a favorite. The real question is how much of a favorite they are they on the road.
I think 2-4 Allegheny is still a favorite. Going against Kaiser. Kaiser has not lived up to the team that we thought they were going to be, starting with a week one lopsided loss against RCB. They've also lost to John Marshall. They've lost to Hedgesville. However, they beat Weir, which is a big win no matter when or why. They beat Hampshire, and Hampshire's 4-3. Didn't think that was going to happen, and they beat Berkeley Springs, which they're supposed to beat. On the other side, Allegheny. They have got losses to Oakdale, solid 3-18. Hollidaysburg, a P-18 that's only lost to Fort Hill. Mountain Ridge, which was a close game. And I think they played later in this season. They could be a different story, and they may. St. James, kind of a upset loss, but it was down there. It was Thursday, weird football game. They had chances, and they lost at the end. And they beat Southern Albert Gallatin. I think this week – you'll see Allegheny start to roll. I thought it would be against St. James, but now I think it's going to be this week.
It's interesting because as you were talking, I was thinking about these two teams. It's almost like in a weird way, they're almost mirror images of each other, meaning that they both dealt with injuries. They both struggled at times in trying to figure out who they are and their identities. They've shown a lot of promise, but I think the thing that you hit on just now that is the difference for me in thinking of this game is the level of competition that Allegheny has faced off against as opposed to Kaiser. You mentioned Oakdale, Hollidaysburg, St. James. They beat up on Southern last week, as to be expected. I have to say, you know, just, of course, we do Allegheny games, but I have been very impressed with Allegheny, even as a 2-4 team, because how young they are. They've been banged up. They finally got Kane Williams back. These kids play very, very tough. They play hard. Even in the fourth quarter, whether they're winning by, you know, a bunch, they're losing by a bunch, or getting shut out at Hollidaysburg, very impressive. This is a team that I feel like folks can rally around and can believe in. Maybe not this year, but next couple of years, this Allegheny team, when they are seniors, juniors and seniors, they are going to have a very good team if they stay together and they continue to mature. Mike, for Allegheny coming in this game, what is their game plan offensively? I think we both know what it's going to be, but if you're Allegheny, how you game plan it against a Kaiser team?
I think you go at their weakness on the line. So you pick a guy on the line who you think is their weakest player, and you just go right at him, because Allegheny's not going to throw the football. We know that. They're going to run the football with Bible. Now with Williams, you got McKenzie as the speed back, and you got Bible. They're loaded in the running back spot. And then Bresh, you know, to top it all off. So you got a fullback that's going to control the football game. I think you run him at their weakest player. They're not going to do anything different against Kaiser. They're going to run the football 40, 50 times and probably are going to have over 200 yards doing it like they do every week. You're going to have one or two backs over 100. You're going to be able to control the clock. And, again, it's not just against Kaiser. Against any football team, if you control that clock and you move the ball, you keep the score low, which is what you want to do with the defense that Allegheny has, the fact that they're so young at the secondary spots. I think you can beat anybody, including Kaiser.
How does Kaiser game plan offensively for a team like Allegheny?
Kaiser offensively is going to do what they do every week. They're going to mix the run and the pass with Tristan Root. They're going to they're going to do things that they always do. They're just going to, again, prepare all week for what Allegheny is going to do defensively. Here's my key to this football game is Kaiser's defense. Mm-hmm. Even if they stack 10 in a box, will they be able to stop Allegheny's running game? I believe the answer is no, which is why Allegheny, I think, will run away with this football game. However, it's at Kaiser. Allegheny's got to travel. They're coming off a easy game with Southern and four losses. So you just, you know, they're so young, you don't know what they're going to bring. I believe Allegheny's going to be so prepared tonight that they are going to run through Kaiser, but you've got to play the football game, and you can't look ahead at Northern and Fort Hill.
Absolutely. My next question was going to be, you see, this is a close game. It sounds like you have Allegheny big tonight.
I do. I think Allegheny's going to be able to run the football enough to where late in the game, second half of the third quarter and all of the fourth, I think they'll be running through and slicing through Kaiser's defense.
Also, keep in mind Jackson Resch. I mean, This is a young man that gets 20, 25 carries a game. With having Kane Williams coming back, he had two touchdowns last week, kind of takes the burden off having to lean so heavily on Resch. You still have Aiden McKenzie, you have Keontae Bible. They have been stellar. Young men on the edge. There's speed guys on the outside, but if you're pounding between the tackles, you're trying to establish the fullback, you don't have to. Don't get me wrong, they're going to give the ball to Jackson Resch a lot, but if he needs a break and to try and keep him as fresh as possible, oh, by the way, you have a sophomore by the name of Kane Williams who had two touchdowns last week. That kid's not afraid of anybody. I think that also adds a layer to keep the legs in the backfield fresh as well. I do believe that Allegheny on the road is a heavy favorite, I hope. Now to a game we'll have for you on Saturday afternoon, 3 p.m. kick, 2 p.m. air, 4-2 Fort Hill matching up against another very athletic team. They've played Dunbar earlier in the season. 2 weeks previous, they played a very, very good team in Briar Woods, who has a quarterback who's headed to Navy as a quarterback. Fort Hill's schedule this year has been very, very tough on them. 4-2 still against a 5-1 East World of Inquiry team. Mike, for the listeners out there, who the hell is East World of Inquiry, and what do they bring to the table?
EWI East is what's on their jerseys. They're a yellow and black football team. That's their colors. They will be kind of a run-first team. However, they're in a pass look almost every time, meaning they have a spread offense. They at least have two receivers out at all times. Sometimes they'll bunch it up, but they still have those two receivers out so they can throw the ball. They're similar to Dunbar, pass and run with a single back in the wing, but they're not the same caliber of football as we've seen at Dunbar, and definitely not Briar Woods. So this is a step down from both of those teams, but it's still a very, very good New York football team. They're out of Rochester, New York. They're a magnet school type, which means they can recruit. You can go there and say, hey, I'm here for astronomy, and be able to go there. And, you know, doesn't matter where you're from in Rochester, you can attend East World. So it's a different type of school. They're going to come here Friday, spend the night. That's why they're playing Saturday at 3. It's senior night for Fort Hill. Fort Hill's coming off a huge win at Mount Ridge, 56-3. If you just said the spread of that game was 53, I think everybody would have been on Ridge, right? Fort Hill was able to dominate that football game. Let's see what happens this week after that momentum. Will they keep that momentum just because it's a really, really strong football team? Will they lose it? So it's a really, really intriguing football game for me.
Now that we know that the injury update on Jabril, it seems like he is going to be just fine. And in the short term, he was just fine when he returned, ran for two touchdowns, 50 over 50 a pop on both of those scores last week in that win. Mike, what's the game plan for Fort Hill in this game? Because we've seen them do a little bit of passing. We know that Fort Hill likes to run the football, and that's kind of who they've always been against a very, very athletic team from out of the area. What's Fort Hill's game plan going into this one?
I think the game plan is to attack this, you know, this front of East World. Every game I've seen East World play, they are in a three front. And if you're in a three front and you're a wing tee football team, you love that. So they're going to have to go four or five, start blitzing their linebackers. They are big, Garrett, but they're not as as strong as we've seen other teams Fort Hill has played. So the size of East World won't matter. It's how hard they will come at Fort Hill with that size. I think the keys to the game here will be what happens if Fort Hill gets stuffed in the run, because they haven't been able to throw the ball all year either. Noah House came into the quarterback spot, had a really nice third down pickup on his feet. He did it with his feet. Everyone was covered. The rush came from Mount Ridge. Noah House at quarterback was able to pick up the first down. Will they mix him at quarterback? Will they leave Nash Castle there? We'll see. Jabril's going to be him. He's probably, again, the best player on the field, even with these guys coming from all the way up in New York. So he'll get his. What will the rest of Fort Hill be able to do now that we've given the ball to Braylon Younger?
Also, defensively for Fort Hill, last week we saw them really disrupt the backfield of Mountain Ridge. Nick Willison has just been so dominant for Fort Hill defensively. I watch videos of him and highlights.
He's a beast.
Just an incredible player. You have to think that Fort Hill's defensive line is a big key, especially if they have athletes. And like you said, they spread it out, and it's kind of like a run-pass option type of deal. Fort Hill's defense and, you know, their defensive outlook has to be very, very focused in this one, in this matchup.
Has to be. So Nick Wilson, again, he's a kid that has played as a sophomore for Fort Hill, so he's gotten beat up against the Carter Hesses of the world in practice. Now it's his time to shine. The focus on defense for Fort Hill will be the fact that this team can run read option, and you don't know what they're going to do. Are they going to give it? They're going to keep it? Run the quarterback? They're going to throw it? Their receivers aren't as strong as a team like Briar Woods, where they just caught everything. Their quarterback's definitely not as strong as Briar Woods or Dunbar's. So, you know, don't sleep on East World, but they're not world beaters like we've seen Fort Hill play this year. So I think the favorite here is Fort Hill, but I don't think it's by more than a touchdown.
Now let's get to our game of the week. That game, by the way, tomorrow afternoon, 3 p.m. airtime, or rather 3 p.m. kick, 2 p.m. airtime on WCBC. Now to a game we'll have for you in Classic. It's 107 Saturday at 1 p.m. 6-0 Frankfort has been rolling. They travel to number 3 team in West Virginia AA, Williamstown. 7-0 Williamstown. That is somewhat of a long travel, I believe 2.5, maybe 3 hours. We'll see. Both of these teams, very, very good. States game of the week in West Virginia AA. Mike, on paper, this looks like arguably one of the best games in our area that we'll see this season.
Wow, what a game this is going to be. When I researched Williamstown, they're a good-looking football team. I don't know the teams that they've played that well. Ravenswood, Tyler, Ritchie, Poca. We've heard of Poca somewhat. St. Mary's. However, here's some key wins for me. Wheeling Central, We know they're a really good school. They beat them 36-25. And then Marietta of Ohio, it's Southern Ohio, close to West Virginia. So it's not that far, but they beat them by 8, 30-22. So Williamstown has a great resume. Frankfort does also. They beat Weir. They've beaten Northern. They beat Mountain Ridge. And although they're Maryland schools, they're tough
sure
Maryland schools. So Frankfurt's got their work cut out. I think the toughest part of this game for Frankfort is the travel.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to go there and beat a team that's undefeated. That's so hard to do. Again, I hope Jim didn't pick what I picked this week so I can get a game on him, but we'll see.
Talking to Coach Whiteman this week, I asked him, what's the game plan? Are you guys going down Friday, spending the night, going down early Saturday? And when I talked to him, I don't know if it's changed, but early in the week, I asked him that. They're going down 7 a.m. Saturday.
Okay.
So, I don't know, Mike. As a coach, would you rather go – if you had your pick and money didn't – you know, if money and chaperones and everything like that, just in a vacuum, would you rather go down the night before and spend the night, or would you rather have the kids sleep the night before in their own beds, get up early and make a long bus trip and then have to play?
How far is it?
I believe it's 2.5.
2.5. I think 2 is the max that you want to drive. You know, 2.5, it depends on who the bus driver is. Some of our bus drivers have been, like me, lead foots, and some have been on the other end. You don't want to be on the other end on a Saturday morning having the kids sleep, all, you know. So Coach Whiteman knows his football team. If he's going to drive, then I trust that's the right move. I would rather stay overnight. It's a bonding experience for the kids. They get to eat, sleep in the hotel together, clown around the night before, and then wake up. You have some time, eat breakfast, watch film, get a little walkthrough in, and then play football. I think in this game going so far, it'd be nice to see Frankfort do that. But Coach Whiteman knows what he's doing if he's going to drive this thing.
Yeah, routine. I know coaches and just people in general really like a routine and a Saturday game, have to wake up early, get an extra day of practice maybe per se. I don't know how much more practice they'll be doing. You want to keep the guys, fresh and things like that. But messing up your routine is never something that coaches at any level like to do. But still a very, very good win tomorrow afternoon on WCBC-FM on Classic Hits 107. Kickoff is at 1. Join Tonio and Brad Reed with the call. That is a monstrous game because it almost feels like Fort Hill Mountain Ridge in years past where these two teams play during the regular season. And more than likely, they're going to see each other, if not in the state championship, probably in the semifinals. So this is kind of an appetizer, what could be a state championship rematch between Williamstown and Frankfort. Once again, Classic Hits 107 tomorrow at 1 p.m. That's going to do it for our third segment. When we come back, we'll pick the games. Roxione went 6-0 last week. He took John Marshall, took the weekly win. We're all trying to get back to business this week. You're listening to High School Game Day on WCBC.
Great food, great prices, huge portions, and great service. That's what everyone is saying about Bellinopoli on Green Street. You can order online, stop in for pizza, pasta, subs, and salads. Bellinopoli, 692 Green Street, Cumberland, or go to bellinopoli.com.
You've worked hard to earn a higher credit score, so it's time to fall into a lower rate. Finance your next new or used vehicle purchase at WEPCO with rates as low as 3.99% APR. Apply today or visit WEPCOFCU.com for more details. Rate applies to members with FICO score of 685 or higher. Credit subject to approval. Other terms and conditions apply. Rates subject to change without notice. Equal opportunity lender.
Everything we do. And Riverside Sports, building your brand or fielding your team, it's all right here. Your sports equipment, clothing, gear, and printing store. Logos and design, you'll find just what you're looking for. See it all online at shopthefinaltouch.com. The Final Touch and Riverside Sports, building your brand or fielding your team, it's all right here.
WCBCRadio.com, now with easier and faster internet streaming. One click does it all. Just click on the Listen Now box in the upper right-hand corner on our website, on your phone or on computer. Streaming at the speed of now on WCBCRadio.com.
With what's going on in local high school football, this is High School Game Day from WCBC Sports.
Welcome back. High School Game Day. We're into our weekly picks. Tonight, immediately following this broadcast on the AM, Allegheny at Kaiser. FM is off on Friday night, but tomorrow, two more games on the AM, 1 p.m. You have Frankfort at Williamstown, Battle of the Unbeaten Squads. And then tomorrow afternoon on WCBC AM at Greenway Avenue Stadium, 3 p.m. kick. Fort Hill host East World of Inquiry. We'll have both of those games for you. So three games this week. Gotta love that here on the WCBC Sports Network. So last week, Rock went 6-0. He improved to 30-9 on the season. Jim Zemias leads all prognosticators at 32-7. Mike, you're right behind him at 31-8. And then Rock, Brad, Mike Connolly, and myself at 30-9. Tony O, yikes. But let's see what happens this week. Let's get to our first unanimous selection of the week. Southern of Tucker County. Tonio Roxione, Jim Zemias, Brad Reed, Mike Connolly, all like Tucker County. Tucker County's a 7-0 team. Southern is not. Mike, who you got?
Southern's not ready for this football game just yet. Like Coach McLaughlin said, they're going to come, give them time, not just yet. Tucker County's huge in this win.
Tucker County is a unanimous selection. Now to another unanimous selection, game being broadcast here on WCBC tonight. Allegheny at Kaiser, Tornado Alley. Kaiser still a wild card as far as our local teams go. Allegheny comes off a convincing win over Southern, a lopsided win last Friday night. Tonio, Roxione, Jim Zemias, Brad Reed, Mike Connolly, all like Big Blue. They have Allegheny. Mike Allen, who you got?
Unless Allegheny turns the ball over more than twice, I think Allegheny walks away with this game. 42-14.
Now to another unanimous selection on the WCBC picks. Hampshire taking on Berkeley Springs. Hampshire has played in three overtime games. They have Berkeley Springs this week. Tonio, Roxione, Jim Zamias, Brad Reed, Mike Connolly all have the Trojans. Mike Allen, you said it earlier in this show, this isn't going to be an overtime game for Hampshire, but who you got and what do you have in that one?
Hampshire by about two touchdowns. I think their ability to be able to throw the football is the difference in this game.
Now to, I have Hampshire as well. I don't think it'll go to an overtime. If I haven't given my picks, I have Allegheny and Tucker County too. Every once again, I forget about to get my own picks. But anyway, now to some games with a little bit of diversity in the selections. Let's talk about Mountain Ridge at Northern. Three and four. Four votes for one team, three for the other. Let's take a look at the picks. Tonio, Roxione, Jim Zamias have Northern. But Brad Reed and Mike Connolly like Mountain Ridge in a bounce back on the road. That's a lot to ask for, given what we've seen from Mountain Ridge, but I like it. Mike Allen, who you got?
I think Mountain Ridge's ability to spread the field out will hurt Northern. Northern wants you to come in close so they can use their size and their strength rather than their speed, although they do have a couple guys that can fly. I like Mountain Ridge's ability to spread the field, get it to their guys, McGady, Kyrie Griffin, and then most of all, the big guy on the outside, Sibley. I like Mountain Ridge in a close one.
You just totally changed my vote from Northern to Mountain Ridge. Didn't consider that. I think when we pick games, it's always quick, what have you done for me lately, rather than the body of work. I think Mountain Ridge has hit kind of a rut. Now, keep in mind, folks, they played Fort Hill last week, so it's hard to get down on them. I mean, I guess it was the manner in which they lost, the penalties. I think that Coach Scheip and his crew will get things righted. They'll right the ship. I like Mountain Ridge on the road as well. Now to another game, Fort Hill East Inquiry. And for the first time, maybe the all season, second time all season, we have not unanimous selection in this one. Let's first take those who are taking East World of Inquiry. Tonio, Brad Reed, Mike Connolly, East World, Jim and Rock going with Fort Hill. Mike Allen, who you got?
Fort Hill, if they play like last week, they can beat East World, they can beat Dunbar, they can beat Briarwoods. So if they played their whole season like they did last week, and I think Zach would agree, Zach Alkire, they can beat anybody. I think they do. I think the momentum from last week when Jabril went down, when Braylon Younger sparked this football team, will carry into this week. I like Fort Hill.
I like Fort Hill as well. It's a home game, even though East World is coming down from Rochester early, or rather the night before. That's still a lot to ask. I like Fort Hill in this game. I think that they have kind of hit their stride. We will see. And I think this is a game that Fort Hill needs to win against a very good opponent to kind of prove to themselves that we can do much more than just beat up on local teams. We can win the big ones as well in a very young line team. Keep that in mind as well. I like Fort Hill as well. Now to our game of the week, and this is not a unanimous selection either. So interesting picks here. Frankfurt tomorrow on Class Gets 107 taking on Williamstown. Tonio likes Frankfurt 31-28. Roxione likes Frankfurt 21-19. Brad Reed likes Frankfurt 24-22. You're seeing a trend, close games. And then to those taking Williamstown, Jim Zamias has Williamstown 34-27. Mike Connolly has Williamstown 21-14. Mike Allen, who you got? Your score.
I'm not going against Frankfurt again. I picked them against Mountain Ridge. I picked Mountain Ridge, against Frankfurt. Coach Whiteman hasn't answered my calls since. No. But I like Frankfurt here, even with the travel, even with Williamstown's resume. I just have something. I think Frankfurt's got something this year. I think they're a championship team. I like Frankfurt 28-27.
Yeah, Williamstown, an undefeated team. They have some head-scratching wins against teams we don't know a whole lot about. Then they have marquee wins as well. I think Frankfurt goes down. They prove the doubters wrong. They prove that they're for real. Close game. I like Frankfurt 28-22. That's going to do it for us here on High School Game Day. We now send it out on the AM to Allegheny at Kaiser, whether NFL, college football, or high school. Folks, enjoy your weekend of football and join us tomorrow, Saturday AM quarterback, as well as Frankfurt at Williamstown at 1 on the FM and Fort Hill hosting East Inquiry at 3 on the AM. Enjoy your weekend of football. Good night.